oh my god, do I hate the Young Turks' final judgments. Just everything about this phrase pisses me off. You're not a fucking judge, Cenk. You don't have the final word on anything, and saying, oh, final judgment in metal letters, it just comes off as really fucking pretentious.
So what could actually get Trump NATO to blow away and leave us for good and drop out of the race? Well, he actually told Chuck Todd what it would be. Now, listen to what he says. I'm going to tell you something interesting about his comments in a second after we watch. Watch.
This is going to be something really, really innocuous, isn't it, Cenk? This is going to be you acting as the left-wing version of Fox News, desperately trying to make a mountain out of a molehill because Trump is kicking ass in the polls. Still, despite the fact that the left-wing and the right-wing establishment are against him.
You start falling in the polls, you go back to your business. What does that mean? Are you not in the salon hall or not? And I was just going to say, yeah, I heard
thing.
It. You said it on the Today Show and with my buddy John Harwood. Yeah. And it caught my ear. I'm like, uh-oh.
No, you know,
what does that mean?
A lot of people have asked me that question. Number one, I'm not a masochist. And if I was dropping in the polls where I saw that I wasn't going to win, why would I continue? And it's funny. Maybe it's like not like me because it's the power of positive thinking. I'm a very positive person. I'm a positive thinker. But the truth is, I'm a realist. I'm doing great in the polls right now. I think you will say. I'm not saying anything. I'm leading everything.
You're
right?
Leading every poll.
Everything. By a lot.
In a Republican primary.
Not only leading, by a lot. If I were doing poorly, if I saw myself going down, if you would stop calling me because you no longer have any interest in Trump because he has no chance, I'd go back to my business. I have no problem with that.
Oh, wipe that smug look off your fucking face, Cenk. Because what he has just said there is completely rational. If he wasn't winning the bid to become the GOP candidate, why would he carry on? It's not a silly thing to say, Cenk.
Okay, so first of all, classic Trump in there. Now, I'm leading every poll. You have to say that. By a lot. I'm fantastic. Okay, so I guess that's standard Trump stuff.
Cenk, they are the raw, unvarnished facts. And honestly, I didn't think he was particularly up his own ass when he was saying it.
And then he says, look, if I'm losing in the polls, I'd bow out. Why is he saying that?
He said, Cenk, that he was a pragmatist and he wasn't going to waste his time.
He's mainly saying that to the other candidates. Hey, you guys are getting your ass kicked and your poll numbers are disastrous. Why don't you drop out already and let me win? So that's the real story behind this.
No, that's what you have assumed. That's really not the real story behind this. This is you assuming the worst about Donald Trump because you don't like Donald Trump. I don't know whether you've noticed this, Cenk, because I know what the Young Turks' level of research is, but Donald Trump doesn't have to fear the other candidates. He is way ahead of them.
But what I found to be the most interesting is what he said in the middle, where he said, look, if you stopped calling me because I was low in the polls, then I would drop out. Referring to Chuck Todd and the media.
Is this some sort of gotcha, Cenk? Yeah, if people stopped contacting him, if he was getting no attention because he was plummeting in the polls, he'd quit. Because it wouldn't make sense to carry on.
You see, that's what Trump's intentions are all about. Getting as much media attention as he can.
Fucking duh. He is campaigning to become the presidential candidate for the GOP. Of course he wants all the media attention he can get. That's a stupid thing to fucking say.
Because the more media attention he gets, in the past, the more valuable his name has been. And then he sells his name. He doesn't actually build any of those buildings. He sells his name and they put his name on the buildings.
What on earth are you talking about? Yes, every politician wants to sell their name. That is their brand. That is how people are going to know them. And what are you talking about with he doesn't build any of those buildings? So fucking what?
Trump is one giant marketing scheme.
They all are when they're trying to get elected, Cenk.
So the reason he's running is that same reason. So he says, if you stop calling me in the media, well, then I'll drop out, because that was the whole point in the first place.
No, the point wasn't to get the media to call him, Cenk. The point is to win the election. And given that he is the front runner, it looks like he's going to. You fucking halfwit. You are like a giant oaf, a village idiot, who is somehow on a TV program of his own. I can't explain it.
He's accidentally honest in that clip.
No, Cenk, he has been deliberately honest, and you have misinterpreted what he has said. Honestly, Cenk, you are just so biased. You are looking for things that simply aren't there.
So, now, will he become president if he wins? Of course he will. Will he take it? Will he love that power and that ego trip? Of course!
Are you talking about Donald Trump or Cenk Uygur? Because Donald Trump is a billionaire. Donald Trump has quite a lot of power as it is. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I actually think he's being genuine when he says he wants this policy or that policy. Because I think that he thinks it will make the United States a better place. And I think that's what's resonating with the people who are going to vote for him. And honestly, it's really pathetic for you to be going, oh, look at this guy, look at Donald Trump. He just wants to get elected. He just wants the media talking to him so he can get elected. Isn't that silly? He accidentally told everyone what he wants.
But that was not why he got into the race in the first place. And that's not really his true intention. His true intention is to grab as much media attention as possible and to build up his name. So if you didn't know, now you know.
Cenk, you're an idiot. You've completely misinterpreted what he said here. You've completely misinterpreted why he's doing any of this. I genuinely think he has been completely transparent with his motives. He wants to build the Great Wall of Trump, Cenk. He wants to make America great again. Okay, and that's genuinely what I think he thinks he's going to do. His motive is not simply to get more airtime. That is merely a consequence of the fact he's trying to attain a political office. The thing is, Cenk, I know you're not that stupid. I know you're actually not. So stop letting your biases get the better of you. Actually think about what he's saying and doing. Stop trying to put words into his mouth and stop with these stupid gotcha moments. They're not going to work.